somewhere in Jutland, close to Landerhoopdot, near Zindvilstrup and Kolding, a spring emerges from the ground. It's called the King's Spring. Here in the soft landscape once stood a runestone. Even in Olav Orm's time, the runes were difficult to decipher, but there was no doubt. The stone had direct connections to King Harald of Denmark. Today the stone lies fragmented near the mentioned Landerhoopgard. It still exists, maybe because it was never brought to Copenhagen. In the same area stood another stone, Landerhoopensa II, as Vorm named it in his Latin writings. A stone marked with strange symbols, it was the stone that truly caught Vorm's attention. It had to be brought to Copenhagen. But was it even a runestone? If not, what was it? In a correspondence from 1642 between Vorm and a priest from Bording near Riba, Vorm wrote, "I wonder that no one has been able to identify the author of the other Landerhoopstone, which contains no runes but chemical signs." Chemical signs? Was it alchemy? Secret codes? Lost knowledge? When the stone arrived in Copenhagen, it was clearly different from the others. It was not a runestone. Its inscriptions were impossible for most to understand, neither then nor now. But Vorm discovered it was probably signs created by Tritemius, an abbot, a polymath, and a cryptographer, who had developed a secret encrypted alphabet. So it could be deciphered, just look at the translation on the wall. Christian IV and Anna Katharina, a king and a queen who also lived during Vorm's time. A king who had built the very tower we stand in now. Everything suggests that Landerhoopensa II was not nearly as old as the other runestones. When the Great Fire of 1728 destroyed the stone, it felt as if history itself had shifted. After the ashes settled, the story and the memory of Landerhoopensa became blurred. Over time, the stone turned into just another runestone, like the others lost in the fire. This is how history transforms. A stone can vanish and reemerge as something entirely different in our consciousness. A glitch. A shift. Just like now, when Landerhoopensa transforms once again. In Edith Whitney's work, it is reborn as a hybrid being, both analog and digital. Somewhere between breaking news and fake news, between reality and imagination, it becomes part of an esoteric network of the sisters, the Yelling Stone, the Horner Stone, and the Veering Stone. They communicate to each other through a language of symbols, sounds, and data. Inscriptions in a fictional AI-generated language read differently by humans and machines, like a nervous system sending signals and rhythms we can only partly perceive. A forgotten language, a memory we humans cannot access. They are not alive, yet they speak. What if all stones speak to each other like this? The stone was found by the King's Spring, a spring, a place where something originates, a source, a witness, water. Water which makes up 70% of the human body, water that cools the world's data centers. Water becomes the link between human consciousness and machine memory. Between myth, material, and machine. Landerhoopensa II, a stone that in this work carries both biological and digital memory. A source in every sense of the word. The artwork stages the idea that artificial intelligence may one day develop languages no longer meant for humans to understand. Languages based on patterns, algorithmic logic, and sound frequencies. L'Androbenza becomes part of this future way of communicating, where signs are not meant for humans but for a network of machines. Runes without receivers, or with receivers we have yet to meet. It becomes a symbol of a lost past and a portal to the future. Archaeology, faith, technology, time collapse into each other. Not just in one timeline, not just one story. When is an artifact trustworthy? Who decides and defines the truth? When does one manipulate it? And what about Christian IV, whose name appears on the stone? Did he try to write himself into a story, carve his name into a stone, place it by the Spring of Kings? And hope it might one day become cultural heritage, a 17th century Harold Bluetooth?